This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1201. Hello, how to greet the examiner.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What should you say when you meet the IELTS examiner for your speaking test? Learn the do's and don'ts that examiners care about today so you don't waste any time and start off on the wrong foot.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jessica?
I am wonderful. I have had such a fantastic week. I'm just going to put out my greatest news right now because I'm so excited about this. Aubrey, I told you before we recorded, but guys, you might not know that I write a lot of textbooks. And right now I'm working on a textbook series for young learners in Taiwan. So I'm writing all these kids' books. It's super fun. And I get to fly out to Taiwan and do like a book tour next March. So guys, if you're All Ears English fans, IELTS Energy fans, and you're in Taiwan, send me an email, jessica@allearsenglish.com, because I totally want to arrange like a meetup. I want to meet all of our Taiwanese fans.
I cannot wait for photos of you meeting up with our Taiwanese listeners. Like, I'm sad I won't be there, but I'm going to live it vicariously through you. So I need to see lots of photos. It's going to be amazing.
I'm so stoked. So guys, actually, that story does connect to our topic today. Because I did live in Taiwan for 7 years, so I'm familiar with some of the language and culture, and that does help us answer our question today. So Aubrey, what are we focusing on?
Yes, we're talking about how to greet the examiner today. We had this really interesting question. I'll just summarize it for you guys.
It's a cool question.
It is a cool question where our student said that they were living in Singapore. And evidently in Singapore, sometimes you will be greeted with, "Have you eaten?" And this listener is a little torn about how do I respond to this? Do I just say, "I'm well, thank you"? Because it seems like they just mean hello. How are you? Right? So you're not really sure how to answer. And we started thinking, if that is a typical greeting for you, there would be a chance you would think that you should say that to the examiner.
Ooh, totally.
Little tricky. So we want to talk about that. Like, how should you greet the examiner? And what are those processes for the very beginning of the speaking test?
Yes, there is so much insider information today, guys, so you don't have to guess. I feel like this is an opportunity to sort of panic and throw things off from the get-go on the speaking exam, you know? Yes. What if you're like trying to be cool and nice and relaxed, and so you like translate this local expression into English and you think it's, you know, chummy or whatever, and the examiner's like, what? What is that in English?
Yes, I have eaten, and that's weird.
I know, like a native would have no idea how to answer that. It'd be so weird. I totally get this because in Taiwan, they do the same thing. In Chinese, when they say hello, they say, "Have you eaten rice yet?" They say, "Chao fan ma." And it's just hello. It's not like literally tell me about your rice eating thus far today.
That's not what they mean. Like,
that would be weird for anybody.
Exactly, right? And so if you did translate something like that directly, you would start off on the wrong foot with the examiner. It would surprise them. Even if they're familiar with that meaning hello, it would still sound weird coming out in English. And you don't want to start off in this sour note where you're both a little awkward and okay, let's get to where we're supposed to be. You want to make sure you understand how the speaking test is going to begin. And like we say, control what you can. Don't create awkwardness that is not going to help you.
Yeah, totally. And don't put your effort into a place where it's not going to help you either, right? You're not scored on how you say hello, okay? Obviously not. That's not, you know, oh, that's a band 6 hello. No. Like, that's not part of your score, but it still matters, guys. All of this matters to how you feel about your performance, to how the examiner's state of mind is beginning, right? Because as the examiner is hearing you speak from beginning to end, we're always calculating in our heads. I hope you guys can watch this on YouTube because I'm like showing you with my hands and on my mind. This is the IELTS calculator in my head. So it's like you say one thing and I'm like, oh, maybe closer to a 7. And then like I hear something really weird and I'm like, oh, maybe 6. And like that's what's happening. I'm doing math the entire time I'm listening to you. So if you greet the examiner with a poor translation from your first language that does not exist in English, that's not pushing that calculator up at all, right?
Yes, exactly, right? And we often talk about, you know, what do you do if something does happen that potentially could throw you off? We want you to be prepared for those times, right? You don't want to be like, and now I'm thrown off and I don't know what to say and I'm getting thrown. So why create that type of situation for yourself that's difficult to sometimes pull out of, right? You need strategies to pull out of it. And you also need the strategies of trying not to create them in the first place.
Exactly. We need to know where to put our energies. I mean, I feel like that's one of the greatest things we help you guys with on this podcast, on IELTS Energy. If you're not subscribed or following us, guys, hit that button right now because we are all about efficiency. I mean, Aubrey and I are both moms. We're hardworking. We really care and love language, and we care about teaching language and IELTS, right? And so everything we do is about how to do your best with as little effort as possible, you know? So it's like, this is one of those things, like, you don't put your effort into this, into creating some, you know, amazing greeting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, exactly. So we want to break down some insider information, especially if you have not taken the IELTS exam before.
Yeah.
But even if you have, there are little changes, right? Which we want to make sure you know about our free ebook. Go to allearsenglish.com/new IELTS. Jessica has created an ebook with a lot of the newest changes on the IELTS exam, newest updated information. So be sure to go and get that. But also we want to go through exactly what happens when you first start your speaking exam so you know what to expect.
Exactly. Yeah. So the procedure that the examiner has to follow on the speaking exam is very, very regimented. You guys, the examiner has to account for every second of this exam. I mean, you'll find out when you guys get that ebook, allearsenglish.com/new IELTS, that this has become even stricter for the examiner. So it's like, don't throw stuff at them that they don't need, you know, like they have enough to take care of. So in the beginning, what happens is you are waiting outside the room when the examiner is ready for you. Because what is happening in that room while you're outside, I'll tell you, the examiner is marking the last person that he or she examined. That's what's happening. They're thinking about the scores. They're looking at the rubrics. They're writing the marks. And then when they're ready, they come out. They open the door and they'll be like, you know, come on in, whatever they say, welcome. Now, here's the greeting part, you know, what are you supposed to say? The examiner has already turned on the recorder. So in essence, that exam has already started. The examiner's already recording you. So when they say hello or whatever they say, just say, hello, nice to meet you, pleased to meet you, it's a pleasure. Like one of those things, that's it.
Yes, right. Keep it very simple. Don't say, have you eaten? Don't get cute and creative and ask them about their family. This is not a time to start a conversation. You are just greeting them because they're very limited on time. They need to get right into starting the exam.
Yes, that is the most important thing to remember about all of this advice is that don't start a conversation with the examiner because they're not going to respond. They're literally not allowed to. They're not allowed to be like real people. Right. I mean, like it sucks. It's kind of hard on the examiner, but I mean, that's the way it is, you know? So if you're like, hey, how are ya? The examiner isn't going to be like, oh, you know, well, I didn't sleep well and like kind of tired. Oh, I need coffee. Am I right? Like we can't joke around.
I know. So unfortunately, the more you treat them as just an examiner instead of a real person, the easier it is for them to dive right into the questions.
That, Aubrey, I could not have summed it up better myself. What I said in so many words, you made short and sweet, and that is perfect. Yes. Okay, guys. So remember to follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. Two new shows every week. And we are bringing you some new episodes of All Ears English over here, too. So listen out for that, guys. And remember, go to allearsenglish.com/newIELTS to get that ebook I just wrote. It's free. It's 55 pages, just tons of information, the latest, most updated news on IELTS, guys. allearsenglish.com/newIELTS.
Yeah, if I haven't done this before, I want to thank you on behalf of our listeners, Jessica, for making that ebook because it's so useful. If you guys haven't gotten it yet, do not miss out on this. It's free. allearsenglish.com/newIELTS.
Yeah, this is information nobody else has, guys. Like, I spoke to my examiner friends from around the world, including Taiwan, and I got the insider scoop, guys. Okay, awesome. Well, Aubrey, thank you for chatting today. This was such a great episode.
I know, really fun. Awesome. I'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.